Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's no secret that the new administration in Washington is not so favorably inclined to sustainability initiatives, incentives, funding, or even commentary. But that doesn't mean those affected industries are going to dry up and go away. On the contrary, our next guest says business will continue. Alan Buck is organizer of the annual Drive Electric event coming to Columbia's Soda City Market on October 11th. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
So tell us about the upcoming event.
Well, we have the Drive Electric event coming again October the 11th, and we're going to have McDaniel's Auto Group. All of their EVs will be represented, and the Palmetto Clean Fuels Coalition will be supporting again this year. So we're going to have a lot of EVs on display, and we're going to have local owners there too, so you can ask questions about what it's really like to be an EV owner in and around Columbia, South Carolina.
Well, give us an idea of the different models or makes, manufacturers that would be there.
Sure. McDaniels will be bringing automobiles from Subaru, Acura, VW, and Porsche. So they'll have a complete line from fairly inexpensive to really nice luxury performance SUVs and sedans. Ford will be there with a couple of their models, Volvo, Mercedes-Benz, BMW. And then, of course, we're going to have the Richland School District 1 big yellow electric school bus. So it'll be all kinds of different offerings there for people to see, in addition to the local owners who will bring their own cars. So it'll be a good variety of makes and manufacturers all across the price range.
Now, I know this is a national event. It's a national month, Drive Electric Month. Are there other similar events around the state?
I'm not sure what other ones are in South Carolina, but I know North Carolina, there's two in Charlotte. Asheville has a couple of pretty large events, and the Southeast is well represented overall in the National Drive Electric Month.
All right, now let's talk about the industry. And there are, of course, concerns with incentives going away from the federal government. What is your take on the future of this industry?
Well, I think the future is bright. EVs are still going to be around for the long term. Automakers have made large investments in bringing EVs to market, and the second generation of EVs that are coming out now are very refined. They drive a longer distance, they have better range, they have quicker charging times, and the charging infrastructure really makes it very viable even to make a long distance road trip. Everything's coming together, even though the subsidies will go away in October. What I think you'll see is some of the manufacturers starting to drop the prices or bring them in line with the gasoline-powered cars, especially as the cost curve comes down on batteries and the infrastructure. They will become more cost competitive.
And range anxiety, you kind of alluded to that with the infrastructure improving, more charging stations around. So what is the average range on EVs, and you know, where and how many chargers are out there, and what are the plans for the future?
The range is improving on most of the models that are being released, with 300 miles of range kind of being the average, and the charging times getting quicker. And the infrastructure is expanding, so they'll have upwards of 16,000 new high-speed charging ports that come online this year, and several automakers, Hyundai, Kia, Genesis, Rivian, for example, are all building their vehicles now with the Tesla or the North American Charging Standard adapter built in, so they can charge just as easily as a Tesla charger as a Tesla can. So that makes it very easy, and that opens up the available charge ports significantly to new EV owners.
And of course, it's something that our state has made a big bet on investment-wise, with companies like Scout establishing their headquarters here for EVs and hybrids, and other manufacturers across the state, and battery manufacturers and battery recycling plants. South Carolina has made a big commitment in this industry.
They have. The BMW plant is growing in Greer with the idea of building more hybrids and more EVs. So it's BMW's largest manufacturing facility in the world, which is great for South Carolina. It's a huge economic investment. Scout's the same way, as they're making a big investment in South Carolina. Volvo's going to be expanding their facility down near Charleston with the launch of the XC60 being built there.
Alan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Buck is organizer of the annual Drive Electric event Coming October 11th to Columbia Soda City Market, we will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.